This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Uncovered a major Hamas tunnel system and basically is the command center in Gaza City. It's a major command center that they've uncovered. But I'm afraid, folks, that the media and others may report it as Israel, you know, squashes Hamas's ability to conduct operations after going to great expense to build the tunnels, and somehow Israel is now sort of making it harder on Hamas. That's the kind of weird world that we're living in today, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number four. We're racing into hour number four right now, and we're glad to be with you here on this Thursday morning. And a quick program note, at 5:30 this morning, that's the bottom of the hour for hour number four, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. We're going to be talking with Jimmy all about what they're doing to help our vets, and especially we'll be talking about vets and some of their particular issues as we go into the holidays as well. So once again, folks, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And also, of course, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, everybody on AM 930, and, of course, everybody listening along GCN. And, of course, GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And we're just glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much to talk about as we head into this hour. Now, of course, also the Colorado State Supreme Court decision continues to have ramifications. And what is going to happen if, in fact, the Supreme Court knocks it down, which I think that it will. I think, as I was saying on the program yesterday, I think one of the real danger zones here is not whether or not conservatives are going to be upset by the ruling, because typically conservatives will say, well, you know, again, we need to appeal this, it's a matter of law, and so on and so forth. I actually think the real danger zone is when the Supreme Court resoundingly gets rid of this. I would hope it would be unanimous, but that also might be a little bit asking for a little too much, but it should be. There's no doubt that it should be, but it's going to be, I think, hopefully a good majority of the justices that are going to knock this down. Now, there is this one little so by the way, once that happens, watch out for the left. They may be the ones that actually start saying, well, you know, again, this court's illegitimate, and you'll see all kinds of protests. And then the Hamas or the Israel protesters, people protesting against Israel, they're either going to have to combine their protests or something, or they're going to have to pick one. But whatever it is, it's going to be very interesting indeed. All right, we do have a telephone call here in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour here, and it's Marion St. Pete. Good morning, Marion St. Pete.
Hey, good morning and Merry Christmas. Coming up,
yes.
I wanted to ask a question about the tunnel system that they're talking about.
Sure.
I have read about tunnels that are really everywhere. Mount Shasta in your state, for instance, that these things aren't just dirt tunnels. They're real tunnels. There are real infrastructure system in there. There's a machine called Big Bertha in Switzerland, which has dug these tunnels, with CERN. And it just seems like it's a world that people don't really talk about. But I think there's tunnels everywhere, and they're rather large. I've read about a tunnel from the Vatican to Israel that's 1,500 miles long. And I was just wondering what you know about that, Kyle. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary and St. Pete. Appreciate the telephone call. I have to say I don't really know a whole lot about any tunnels going from Italy to Israel, but I think that we've seen what the logistics of these kinds of things can do. I mean, if you're going to build an underground facility, we know that there are salt mines and things like that. But in terms of vast tunnel systems, I have to say I don't know too much about that just off the top of my head. But certainly, Mary also mentioned CERN, and that, of course, they have that big, huge Large Hadron Collider. And that thing just goes, I think, and I'm just, again, sort of off the top of my head, I think it at least is like 50 miles around, basically, something like that. It's a huge scale, and that would have had to have been tunneled out or built out so that they can accelerate these particles and then smash them together. And literally, these are subatomic particles, and they smash them together, and then they take readings, and they try to figure out what's happening at, say, the quantum level, this kind of stuff. That's the extent of my knowledge of quantum physics. But basically, I'm sure that it's doable. Anything of these kinds of industrial scales are doable. But in terms of where they are, what they do, and what their significance is, that's a good question. But what's happening in Gaza is that all they would do is build tunnels. That's all they wanted to do. And they weren't making Gaza a great place for people to live. It wasn't going to be a great place to grow up. It wasn't going to be a great place to be a Palestinian. It was simply going to be a launching ground to launch the eradication of Israel and to kill Jews. I mean, here it is. It's 2023, almost 2024, and we actually have people who are just targeting another race to say, we're going to eradicate you. And that's why they built their tunnels there. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
In America.
You're listening to Kyle Wine.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Jingle bells.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through the Thursday edition of the program. A little Frank Sinatra bringing us back in. And yes, it's almost Christmas time. It really is. And I appreciate, you know, we got a great message from Joan, who listens up in the Seattle area. And she said, first of all, good morning from foggy Seattle. So I appreciate that, too. Of course, that was on our Trucker Traveler report. But she was talking about how, you know, we were talking about on the program here that, you know, we hear these songs. They come around once a year. And it kind of goes wall to wall. You know, there are stations that play these songs, you know, just literally, as I said, wall to wall for weeks and weeks on end, usually starting right at Thanksgiving. There's one particular FM station in my area that just does that, starts Thanksgiving, maybe a little before that. It's all Christmas music for weeks on end. So if you're putting up your Christmas tree, stuff like that, that's always kind of fun. But she did say that she appreciated what I was talking about the Christmas music. And she pointed out, she said she had learned that the song "Do You Hear What I Hear" was written as a plea for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And she appreciates what we're doing here on the show. Gave us some very kind words, and I really appreciate that so much, Joan. I really do. And up there in foggy and a lot of times rainy, I know, Seattle. So we do appreciate that so very, very much. Well, folks, of course, you know, Joe Biden, as we were talking a little bit about before, Joe Biden evidently is offended, according to Karine Jean-Pierre, who's also offended, by the way, when they got a question about whether or not the administration, and I guess specifically Joe Biden, is taking the border issue seriously. And, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre got mad. She says, I take offense, and I think the president does too, when you say, we haven't taken this seriously. And, of course, blame Republicans, and evidently Republicans are trying to thwart the Biden administration from being successful on the border, some such thing like that. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Now, this is quite interesting from Newsmax. Even Trump's GOP rivals are rallying to his defense after the unfair Colorado ballot ruling, as they're terming it. With less than a month to go before voting begins, Donald Trump's Republican rivals are rallying to his defense after Colorado Supreme Court ruled to remove him from the state's presidential primary ballot under the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. Just as they had following Trump's successive indictments, the GOP frontrunner's opponents cast the landmark court decision, the first time in history the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate, as an inappropriate and a stunt and an attack on democracy. Well, you know, they're definitely going down the right track there, because this whole thing, especially as it broke right on Wednesday, it just is a terrible miscarriage, a terrible travesty. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes sense to them, right? Because they have to get Trump in whatever way that they can do it. And it's almost becoming, and I say this just to sort of point out the absurdity of it, but it's almost becoming comical. It's becoming, you know, just a real comedy of errors here by the far left, believing that every single time they do something like this, that it's good. This is it. This is the thing that's going to knock Trump over. He'll never get up after this. And ha ha, we got it done. It's the problem solved kind of a thing. And they don't solve their problem. They actually make their problem worse, and it makes it actually easier for Donald Trump, the candidate now, to, generate even more support. And not just from the so-called base, right, but from others who will see this as such a miscarriage and such a travesty that they say, okay, this is, remember that movie, there was a movie called A Bridge Too Far, right? And it's, we always thought we went a bridge too far in trying to, push into the enemy territory, this kind of thing. And it was great. It's like a World War II. It's a great movie. But that's that phrase, a bridge too far. Well, I think the far left I think they went a bridge too far a long time ago. But in this specific case, they really have set themselves up for total failure. And, you have some on different networks and so forth, and they're singing the praises, oh, finally this is going to happen, and, they got Trump now, and we'll see about that. And it's showing the constant desperation. If they thought that it was going to be a cakewalk to beat Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is so terrible, and the people that follow him are so terrible, and these MAGA Republicans, whatever that is, right? Every single turn and trying to name call and trying to frame it a certain way, none of it works. None of it works. And then you'd have Jessica Tarlov on Fox News, and she said she had looked into all this commentary on both sides of the decision. She found out Neil Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, she says he was actually already ruled on this issue when he was on the Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. She goes on to say, so the case was Hassan v. Colorado. He wrote, and it is quoted in the majority opinion of the Colorado case, that the state does have a right to kick someone who is ineligible to run off the ballot. She says, and it is interesting in the dissent, and she mentions some comments that Hugh Hewitt had made, just before she got to have her turn there. She says that the three dissenting justices did not refute the idea that Donald Trump played a part in this insurrection, which under Section 3, Article 14, should rule him ineligible to be running for office. Okay, you tell me, Jessica Tarloff, and I'm just using her quote here as a launching off point here, and I think, and Hugh Hewitt, by the way, came back and was very, his response was just amazing, by the way. But basically, so Tarloff, Jessica Tarloff here is pulling up this idea that Neil Gorsuch has already sort of set this precedent. So this is going to be, you know, could be the linchpin, I guess, for the Supreme Court to not knock down this ridiculous finding by the Colorado State Supreme Court. No, because you got to tell me even what an insurrection is, and is it in, it's because right now it's a matter of opinion in terms of Donald Trump or anybody else who's never been charged with an insurrection, who's never been convicted of an insurrection. So this is very, very different than, say, people who fought in the Civil War and took up arms and fought on the Confederate side and went against the Union. I mean, that's a whole different deal, right? And I think this is primarily where this section of the Constitution primarily would apply, right, in the aftermath of that. But Donald Trump hasn't done any of these things, but you can have the opinion that he did, and I guess that's what these judges did. But these judges didn't have a legal basis to simply form that opinion and then apply it as if it were settled. Now, I heard an interesting commentary earlier, which I appreciated so much, and that is in this amendment and in this section number section 3, it talks about somebody who shall have committed, basically, insurrection or rebellion. So that whole phrase right there means that it is a done deal. It doesn't mean, like, if you think somebody had this thought or you think somebody did this and such, then you can just apply it as if it's settled law or settled decision, a settled conviction or a settled a legal issue. But in other words, it seems to imply, and I think it's entirely appropriate to read into that section to say that means that there was some procedure that went along, right? Because if you shall have committed that, then that means that there was a conclusive thing about that, as opposed to, well, these justices can simply say we're gonna say he did so we can get this great ruling and then we can, you know, sort of be off and running from there. So in other words, folks, yes, it was a ruling from the Colorado State Supreme Court, but it was not, I think, you know, based on a solid legal foundation that would pass muster, not just from SCOTUS, right, but from, I don't know, maybe a first-year law student who's learning about the Constitution, or maybe, I don't know, a political science major in undergrad. I mean, you know, they think we're stupid, I guess. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden State's ballot. Lieutenant Governor Alan E. Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are back. It is Thursday, and we're racing through the Thursday edition, folks. And we hope that you're having a great morning, and we hope that you've got some great plans for the holidays, and we hope that things go well weather-wise, of course, if you're traveling. And we're just glad you're there this morning because we're glad to be here, and we're also glad to be talking with our good friend Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website, of course, is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle, and first and foremost, a very Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, a Merry Christmas to you as well, and it's right around the corner. It's hard to believe, but it snuck up on us.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. These last couple of days have been some time off to do things around the house as we get prepared for Christmas, and thankfully the wife has done a great job of decorating and getting everything ready for the family and friends to come over.
That's amazing. And, yeah, it's good to get a little bit of time off and be able to do that kind of thing because it is special. It really, really is. And but we're glad to be talking with you this morning, of course, and all the great things that Concerned Veterans for America does for our vets. But I did want to ask you about this kind of first off. I was wondering if you had had heard about the CBS News is reporting that basically the New York City budget cuts could be affecting veteran services. And you've got some vets, obviously, that are pretty upset about this whole thing because there's a lot of services that could be impacted by this.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize that even though the VA and everything is done at the national level, the state does have a part to play in it. So when you look at, like, Florida, we have veteran service officers at the county level who are experts that help facilitate the ability to file your claims and to file paperwork to update to higher percentages and things like that. So if New York is going to cut those services, then benefits are going to have to directly be worked through the VA by the individuals. And I have to tell you, this is one of the reasons that we're always harping on the government-run VA healthcare system is because it's so bureaucratic. That's going to put a lot of stressors on individuals not being able to get their work done, not going to be able to get timely responses from the VA because, admittedly, if you do something wrong in the VA paperwork, then they just kick it back. They just deny it. So we know they have the mentality of deny until you die. So this is why we have states that have people who are specialists in this process. And to cut that potentially is going to impact the veterans.
Well, indeed. And from the CBS report, of course, they tried to contact the mayor's office. But what the veterans are also so very concerned about, and they haven't received a response back, by the way, from the mayor's office, evidently. But what the veterans are concerned about is because, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, 17 veterans die every day by suicide, and they are absolutely concerned that, you know, cutting back these services, if that were to happen, that could increase that rate dramatically. And, you know, it just seems to me that, you know, this is a no-brainer. We can't cut back on these things. If anything, we need to augment them.
Well, and one of the things I think is really important is people don't realize how big and bureaucratic the VA government system has become and why we need things like this at the state level. It's funny, though, because this goes kind of into what you and I have talked about with me being dual, both retired veteran with retired health care from the military and disabled veteran. You know, I don't have any of this problem whatsoever for me to get health care. I simply go to the doctor, they take TRICARE/Humana, and I get my health care. This is why we're harping on the need to reform the VA healthcare system. Imagine if the state only had to do things like provide for the initial claims and not have to deal with the additional things that go on. Imagine if there was a smoother pathway. I have to tell you, I love living in Florida, where just yesterday they started, or not just yesterday, I was at a meeting just yesterday in which they're talking about Hope Florida, in which our Florida Department of Veterans Affairs are finding ways to facilitate the use of local not-for-profits and religious faith-based groups and others in the community, or even tying together the already established things to reduce cost but improve outcomes. And that's the smarter way of doing government in Florida, that if other states would follow this example, then they wouldn't have to, so to speak, lower the budget. They could just simply facilitate the growth of the not-for-profits and the, you know, the faith-based and others to do it for them.
Well, in other words, yeah, there's more than one way to skin a cat kind of a thing, and you're right. I mean, this you have to go with what works, and even like mission-specific applications for these things and working in concert.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you think about it. One of the problems that we're constantly hearing is veterans, when they file claims, a lot of times if they're not presumptive, they go through and get denied. Well, this is a really strange process because, as an example, the PACT Act, which was supposed to, like, cover all these wonderful things, Hunter 7, which is another not-for-profit group that deals with, like, cancer and stuff like that, they were worried about the PACT Act and were not in support of it because they did it so specific in certain cases that if you didn't fit into that specific aspect, then you're carved out of it. So there are literally veterans who are dying from cancer, from burn pit issues, but they weren't specifically listed as part of the burn pit issue. And this is, again, part of the problem. If you served in an area and we know they have toxic issues, they should create legislation in such a way that provides you the pathway to success and not have to come back year after year after year with all these new little specific things. There are people who have cancers and stuff like that from different posts that have been shut down because now they're these super sites where they're too toxic to even build and redevelop. So we know there's so many things out there. And again, this is where a lot of people don't understand what the problem with the healthcare system is for veterans, but there literally are people who served on those posts, and it's kind of like the Camp Lejeune thing, but it has not been recognized by Congress. And since it has not been recognized by Congress, the VA denies them their care.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Camp Lejeune issue, because that takes years and years to work through, and then, you know, finally, after a long period of time, then there's some sort of addressing it or some sort of settlement. But, you know, but you've got people that have had similar issues at different, as you said, at different posts, and then the worry there is that it's going to take years and years.
Yeah, exactly. And again, this is because it's a government-run bureaucratic system that basically shows where you have to show a presumption of cause for your care or your need for care to the VA. And if the Congress doesn't pass legislation to accept that within the VA healthcare system, then it becomes, well, it becomes something that they deny you on. So it is a challenge. It's, again, more people asking for more government instead of more people asking for government to do less overall by giving choice and allowing people to do more stuff in the community and things like that, but also facilitating a process that doesn't make people wait decades and see their friends die as they hope to maybe get care.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. You know, this audience, Jimmy, that listens to the program, you know, I was actually talking about vets and so forth the other night and talking about the things that you and I discussed and giving a shout out to our veterans, especially at the holiday time. And we had a caller call in, one of the listeners, and they gave us this number. It turned us on to this number, the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans, and it's 877-424-3838, by the way, 877-424-3838. And we found out that, you know, this is a place where vets can get help, especially if they happen to be homeless at this time.
Yeah, there's a number of things, and you and I have talked about reaching out to a buddy and everything like that. So from homeless veterans with the number you just described to the VA's own website, which is the Veterans Crisis Line website, where they can just dial 988 and then press 1 and be directed to somebody. They can also chat online through that website, or they can text a particular number, which is 838255. So there's a lot of areas out there with a lot of portals for help. So during this crisis time, especially if a veteran has struggled all year with trying to get their VA health care or get their appointments or, you know, just basically are in need, there are avenues for people to reach out to. First of all, we, the veterans, should reach out to each other and help each other. But the other part is, like you said, there's a homeless number that people can call. There's the Veterans Crisis Line online, which has the number they can call, which is 988 and press 1. Or they can chat online, or they can send a text to somebody. And mind you, they need to be patient because not always does it happen. Sometimes you get surges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Call back if you don't get a response right away. But definitely reach out to somebody if you're a veteran in crisis.
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, the website is cv4a.org, Concerned Veterans for America. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas, and they can check us out at Concerned Vets and see the 12 days of VA fail.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Alright, welcome back everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
We're caroling through the night.
And we are continuing through the morning here is actually on the program. It is Thursday and we're glad to be with you here. And we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning. I also want to say, first of all, thanks again to Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Great discussion and also great compassion for our vets out there. And any of our vets who are struggling, if you have a friend or family member who's a vet that is struggling, please do reach out to them this holiday season and just let them know that that we love them, that you love them, that they are respected and they are absolutely revered because of the service that they have given our country. And it's the least we can do to try to help them in any way that we can. I also want to say thanks as well to James in Clearwater, who sent in a direct message and pointed out something I think is very, very important fact. And he's talking about this is being overlooked, that the tunnels in Gaza are built using child labor. And, of course, obviously, any kind of thing like that He points out, obviously, it's dangerous and unhealthy work. The kids don't have any choice in the matter. Exactly. And Hamas makes sure of that, and the kids are totally expendable. He says, please make this wider known. It should be a major talking point that the Israeli army, for them, is an army of liberation. Well, that I think that hits it right on the head, doesn't it, James, in Clearwater? I appreciate that. And absolutely, we'll continue to hit that. Because obviously, and this goes what I was saying before, too, and that is Hamas built these tunnels because that's all they care about. All they care about is being a launching point to destroy Israel and to kill Jews. This is horrible in this day and age. It's horrible in any day and age, but we thought that this had kind of been dealt with back at the end of World War II and the liberation of the concentration camps and then ultimately the creation of the State of Israel. But it's all coming back in such a horrible way. And it starts with hatred, and it starts with the dissemination of these kinds of bad ideas. And, of course, the answer to all this is dissemination of the good ideas. And if necessary, of course, to stop groups like Hamas in any way that that you can, because they are taking up arms against against Israel and against the Jewish people. All right, let's head over to the telephone line. We got a line lighting up here this morning in the final segment. Just a little bit of time here, but Jack in Tampa, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. I just had a question. Maybe you've already talked about this, and I might have missed it, but just curious about your opinion regarding Bridget Ziegler on the Sarasota School Board having the, you know, she's banned all kinds of books and been the lead on kind of preaching how people should live their lives sexually, whether you agree with her or not, but definitely she's against gays, and then she goes out and has a threesome with her husband and another woman.
Interesting.
I mean, that's like the height of hypocrisy. All the school board members voted. They didn't want her on there. Of course, they can't make her leave. But do you think the governor should remove her? I do.
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting, you know, obviously when it comes to, because DeSantis has removed other officials who he thought weren't acting in their proper capacity, right? And
right.
Those were
right.
Prosecutors. So it may end up like that. But obviously, I think, and there have been, I think they had already been suspended, but this is definitely a really bad situation. I don't know a whole lot about it in terms of all the details, but what you're describing, of course, is absolutely offensive and terrible. I mean, this, you know, as you said, you can't be preaching one thing and doing another and then suddenly think that it's all okay.
Yeah, and it's not just an accusation. She admitted it. Because she was questioned by the police. Now, the other accusation is against her husband of committing rape, but that's not proven. But, I mean, she admitted it, so, yeah.
Yeah, well,
what is there left to argue?
Well, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. The governor could take some action if it comes across his desk and they decide that that's what they want to do. Otherwise, you know, it'll play out the way it's playing out now. But especially with the other charge, the rape charge, that'll have to play out in the judicial system. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
anyway,
cool.
It seems like we're just becoming numb to this kind of thing, which I think is unfortunate. That's probably my bigger point.
Well, I think you're right about that because you hear about something, you say, okay, well, you know, it's a desensitization. And it's also, it causes people to start throwing up their hands and saying, every single aspect of our society is somehow being torn to shreds. So what is there to do, you know? But of course, there is a lot to do, but it's just on every single front these days. So we definitely want to make sure that we continue to stand firm and stand our ground and not let it get to that point where we're just going, well, that's just another day at the office because it all adds
up.
Yeah.
Right. Well, have a good Christmas.
Thank you, Jack in Tampa. Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's head over to line two. We got line two lighting up. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's George in Tampa. How you doing?
Hey, George in Tampa. Good, doing well this morning. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Did you hear about the $660 million that was granted by the administration, the Biden administration, for a facility for bringing in more for the immigrants, the illegal aliens? They're going to give $660 million to build a new facility. It shows you they're not trying to stop it.
No, or process them to go back to the country of origin if they, you know, if they're coming here illegally. No, you're right. It would seem to me that they're simply, you know, continuing to sort of, you know, just put things in place to make it permanent. So it just becomes a case of that ship has sailed. This is just the way we do things for immigration now.
And if you ever notice, whenever they give interviews like Karine Jean-Pierre or Mayorkas, they always make a talking point like, our immigration system is broken. It's not broken. Y'all broke it.
Right, exactly.
What they want to make it very easy to just people just walk across. It, you know, instead of us vetting people and letting in people slowly so they assimilate and maybe learn the language instead of just pumping in millions of people that they know wind up becoming Democrats down the road, to me, that's their goal.
Well, indeed, and that is, you're right, they always say it's broken, and that's just a euphemism. It's just a way to see, because if they say the immigration system's broken, then anything you say after that, you know, they can say, aha, see my first comment, see, it's all broken, so whatever you want us to do, like enforce existing law, stuff like that, that's all just, you know, that none of that will work because it's broken. It has to be, quote, reformed. But I think you and I would probably be of the same mindset, and that is, no, you have these existing laws on the books. If we started enforcing the immigration law that, by the way, Congress came up with, you know, that things would actually improve almost overnight, but they will never do that.
Yeah, it's a lie. They do that on purpose. Mayorkas says it, Karine Jean-Pierre, they always say, oh, our system's broken, it's broken. You know, whenever that's the first thing comes out of their mouth. No, you guys are breaking it.
That's right. Yeah, the system was actually working, and you're right. They came in. They're the ones that actually, you know, decided to dismantle it or to sabotage it, basically. But I really appreciate the call, George, in Tampa. I really do, and hope that you'll call back again soon.
Oh yeah, I love your show. Love your show.
Thank you. That really makes my day. Absolutely makes my day. Thanks, George.
No, it's good. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Take care. George in Tampa, wow, some very kind words, and that, like I said, that really does make my day. It really does. And we're just sort of starting to run out of time there. That's why we had to say goodbye to George right there. But we are going to come up here to the top of the hour. And, folks, we're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 2 a.m., right here on AM 860 and, of course, along the GCN network. And we're glad to be with you. Thanks for calling up this morning. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to everybody at AM 860 and GCN, by the way. This is the best job in the world as far as I'm concerned, and I have you to thank for that. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.